Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight from our flagship Salem Media stations here in Tampa, Florida, and heard across America, as well as across the Caribbean and streaming live online, as well as via the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those helping with the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To all those working, keeping America rolling along, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitorial, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with those roughnecks working the oil rigs, keeping America's oil rolling along, a big thanks to you. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, jump into the chat room, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And now back with hour number two, our guest Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because that's what it's all about. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, what would you say if I told you Joe Biden's got everybody confused with a vague tweet he put out there saying, "We'll transform it," meaning America?
Yeah.
What have we been talking about the last hour? The fundamental transformation of America, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And we know they've been trying to do that for years, right?
Well, sure.
And Biden turns around and tweets something that says just about the same thing.
Well, yeah, exactly. And in this case, I don't think it's any kind of mistake. I think it's definitely the idea that they are aligning back with that notion, and it all sort of started, you know, that phraseology really started under Barack Obama, basically. But I think they're trying to align with this sort of thing that somehow there will be a major shift in the American political system, the American political landscape at the very least. And, you know, it's more of this stuff, Captain, that makes people wonder, well, wait a minute, you know, we don't want to change it all per se. We want to be able to make sure that we get our jobs back, we go back to work, and we can work on the issues, the obvious issues that have been brought up in the last 3 months.
All right, and we have a developing story coming out right now. An airplane crash earlier this evening has claimed the lives of eight. They believe eight people are feared dead in a plane collision over Lake Coeur d'Alene in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Yes, very, very sad. We'll try and get some more information on that, of course, as we go through.
Yep, absolutely. Now, the other thing is the New York City violence over the weekend. Eight people killed, 41 people wounded in the course of just a matter of a few hours, not even a day, a few hours. And we've had 600 people murdered or killed in the last 600 days in some of the worst blue cities you can possibly think of. Right?
Yes, exactly. And yet We hear calls to defund the police. In New York City, Captain, in the last 7 days, the murders, or the shootings, I should say, have gone up by 142%, and this is compared to the same time in 2019. This is just unbelievable. So again, this is all part and parcel of the chaos that is being foisted onto the streets. And of course, then the calls to defund the police as if the police are the huge problem in this country alone, is just, it's all insanity.
And I've been sitting here again and I've been thinking about this. Why doesn't Black Lives Matter? Why are they not outraged at all those who burned, looted, and destroyed businesses in the low-income minority neighborhoods that blacks live in?
Well, your guess is as good as mine at this point, but I think, generally speaking, you know, there is, you know, maybe they are believing that somehow the chaos is working towards their cause, but I think it actually would be the opposite of that. And you're right, Captain. You know, and again, you know, everybody saw the George Floyd video. Nobody agrees that it's a good thing of any kind, and they believe that people, if they go beyond the law, what the law allows, that they should be punished. But having the looting and the riots and the burning down of mm-hmm. buildings all over the place, mm-hmm. it doesn't help anybody's cause. No. And yes, we should hear outrage from them.
Do you remember what California did? They said that they weren't going to charge anybody if they had less than $1,000 worth of merchandise.
Right, right.
And they were releasing people of their own recognizance because there was a get out of jail free card that they had.
Right.
That encourages the people in the hood, so to speak, in the lower income neighborhoods to just go out and do whatever when stuff like that happens.
Well, yeah, precisely. And again, there has to be some kind of switch that goes off that says it's okay to rip the iron bars off of the CVS pharmacy door or something and go in and start taking stuff. You know, there's got to be some kind of switch that goes off. But in our society, Captain, that's a switch that should never be thrown.
And what they're not thinking about is the people whose businesses they've destroyed probably spent their whole lifetime getting up enough money to get that business started, and maybe they just had it going nicely, and now they're out of business. And what do you do now? Some insurance, by the way, won't even pay for that unless you had the extra coverage you needed to have for getting destroyed by a riot, so to speak. But anyway, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a Monday morning, and I am talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. We're having a great discussion. We've had some great phone calls, hour number one. And if you want to participate, the number is 877-969-8600.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong.
This is Kyle Warrens, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And by the way, folks, right now we're going to introduce you to a brand new sponsor that we have. They're called BoomerNaturals.com. Now, right now we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is having to wear a face cover. Now, the kind of face cover you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. And Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children, too. Now, they're in stock right now, and they ship to you very fast. Now, these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents per day. Now, they also have some custom masks. They have the American flags there, some with military units on, some with pictures of the sky and trees, and they got the kids where they got the characters from Bugs Bunny and all that sort of stuff in there, as well as Barney. And one reason why these are so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano silver technology woven into the fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities too, helping tens of thousands of people in need. So you can order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code CAPTAIN20 and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com, your choice and source for in-stock face covers and more, as they have wellness products there too. BoomerNaturals.com. Check them out today and tell them the captain sent you. The product code again, CAPTAIN20 to save 20%. Okay, Kyle, we are back again, and let's We got into kind of a conversation off the air talking a little bit about Baltimore, and you were telling me something about the mayor there said what?
Well, Captain, this is really shocking. Lester Davis, and this is from the Washington Examiner. Lester Davis, a spokesman for the Democrat Mayor Jack Young, told Baltimore Sun that the protesters' decision to topple the likeness of Columbus is part of a reexamination taking place nationally and globally, and some of these monuments and statues that may represent different things to different people. Very interesting. So this is all part of a reexamination. He went on to say what the city wants to do is serve as a national model, particularly with how we've done with protesting. We've seen people who have taken it to the streets. We have supported them. We are going to continue to support it. That's a full stop, unquote. So this is quite interesting. The last time I checked, Captain, toppling statues and throwing them in the harbor was still illegal. And there
of course
still,
it is.
Yeah, and there are still regular ways that you can affect change in your community by, I don't know, through the civic process, basically.
Yeah, that's somebody else's property that they are destroying, and then they're, of all things, they're throwing it into the harbor. I mean, that's littering, amongst other things, and probably polluting, too, with what's on there. But I'm telling you, all right, and by the way, here's the salvation to it, folks. Wait till you hear this one. A little town in Ohio called Newton Falls, Ohio, says they will accept any and all statues that cities don't want.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty wild. And of course, you know, generally speaking, we're still talking about statues of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Jefferson, U.S. Grant, Patrick Henry, Theodore Roosevelt, and, of course, Christopher Columbus. And Spain gets in on this action, too, Captain, right? Didn't they say something? They would take all the Christopher Columbus statues if nobody wanted them, kind of thing.
Do you remember Ray Kelly, the former commissioner of the NYPD?
Right, yes, Ray Kelly, yeah.
Well, he had something to say yesterday. He said Mayor de Blasio sapped the strength out of the NYPD, and that's a big mistake because it'll come back to bite the Democrats in New York City in November. And I'm telling you, and I've been telling you this, and I'm going to say it again. The police officers that I know, the ones that I talk to in the chat rooms, as well as the ones I run into on the street and whatnot, they're all telling me, to a man and to a woman, that they've had it with these people that want to defund the police and don't want to support them. On this program, brothers and sisters in blue, we've got your back.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, it's really no surprise because de Blasio, you know, comes from just a long history, it would appear, of these, you know, kinds of ideologies, basically. But, you know, Captain, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but by defunding the police in New York City, of all places, to the levels that they want to do and all these kinds of different restrictions, are they trying to create the circumstances of basically a Batman movie? Or this is crazy stuff.
Well, you just got done reporting. We got in the last hour, we were talking about the fact that the shootings were up 146%.
That's right. This is something that happens when you take away what's known as the thin blue line. And to be doing it purely for political purposes is really unconscionable. And it goes against, you know, so many men and women, Captain, mm-hmm. who put on the uniform. They are there mm-hmm. because they truly want to help their community. They have a calling. I mean, gee whiz, it's not an easy job at all. Mm-hmm. And now the politicians are making it worse for them.
And now there's this. We found out that Mr. Epstein and Ms. Maxwell, the partners in the sex slave stuff that was going on, exchanged $20 million over a four-year period.
This whole thing is going to explode. There are so many people right now, Captain, they're not sleeping well at night for good reason.
Well, Bill Clinton, it ought to be one of them, because he was on that plane almost every weekend for a while.
Right. And you know,
and there's pictures of him with the young girls.
That's true. And there's that one picture that keeps going around with one of the royal family, Princess
Prince Andrew.
Yeah. I mean, So when people find out about this kind of stuff, Captain, even if they agree with their politics in the big world out there, these kinds of things turn people against
them. I'm laughing for a different reason. Steve in Thailand says, I will take as many statues as the cities don't want as they can put them in a shipping container, and we will then ship them in a container to Thailand and put them on our property here where they will be respected.
Wow, that's very cool, Steve.
Yeah.
Very cool.
There you go. Now, the other thing is that there's a new poll out there showing that the COVID-19 cases have caused a record drop in investor optimism. But I will tell you that last week the market finished up and things were looking fairly decent. Now, right now, the futures, get this, the futures are way up, and I mean way up, not only the Dow, but the NASDAQ and the Standard & Poor's right now. That doesn't mean much, but right now they're way up.
Right. Well, generally speaking, what the market has been saying, basically, collectively, in its voice, as it were, is that without a major shutdown or the anticipation of a major shutdown across the nation or even in large parts of the globe, the economy is going to continue to rebound. It's going to continue to move forward. But if we start getting into a situation where it looks like we're going to shut down, then you're going to see a tank.
Let's finish with China because there's a couple of different things here. Number one, now we know democracy books are disappearing from libraries and teachers, too, are disappearing in Hong Kong. Meanwhile, Gordon Chang, who's an expert on China, warns that China could still seek an all-out confrontation with the USA. And God forbid if that were to happen. But we know that our fleet is over there. We've got two aircraft carrier battle groups just outside the South China Sea that are maneuvering while the Chinese Navy is doing the same thing inside the South China Sea.
Right. China is definitely moving against Hong Kong in this fashion, and we're seeing, I think, this sort of the opening salvos of that with the taking away the books, and they arrested somebody already using the new security law, we understand. And, of course, Captain, you know, being President of the United States isn't just giving speeches or dealing with the day-to-day political machinations of the country, but it's dealing with things like what happens if China does try to do something big.
Yep, and I'm going to say this again to everybody that's listening. If you have a ZTE phone, get rid of it. It's one of the phones that spies on you made in China. Thank you very much.
Well, right. And again, you know, especially with the coronavirus pandemic, as it has now affected the world's economy, China is in a very bad position, but it may say to itself, but is the West already weakened enough for us to do those things either economically or maybe not economically? That's the huge question. And, you know, we could see more history, as it were, unfold before our very eyes. We don't know what China is going to want to do if they feel that they can do it. See, I think that's always the trigger. If it can be done, they may do it.
All right. Well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And thank you for another great group of segments here. We will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and always a wealth of information when he comes on the program. And I'm telling you, if you don't think we told you stuff that you aren't going to hear right away on the mainstream news networks, then you haven't been paying attention. Wait a couple of days and you'll hear a lot of this. Some you'll hear in the morning, but not all. I'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During demonstrations in downtown Portland, Oregon, protesters blocked traffic on the main street and launched fireworks from the street, injuring officers. The Saturday police protests began peacefully with people gathering in two public plazas to watch and listen to performers. But some in groups began launching fireworks on South Main Street. Officials are now hoping they've quelled the violence from Saturday night when protesters began throwing all kinds of things at the downtown federal courthouse. Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell.
This is the second time in a day that Portland experienced a riot in downtown. This is unacceptable. Aerial fireworks, mortars, M80s, and bricks were thrown at officers as they attempted to get the crowd to disperse.
It was the third time in the past week that police have had to declare protests in Portland a riot. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment, is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you all about where they are as soon as they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, we know that the National Aviation Academy can fill a void that's out there and give you a great career path with a starting salary of about $60,000 a year on a 40-hour work week. But here's the deal. You can make a lot more than that because there's a lot of overtime available these days to certified aviation maintenance techs, as well as the fact that if you were to go overseas and work for a military contractor or work for a foreign air carrier, you would get probably somewhere in a, well, you'd get a six-figure salary, but it would be whatever you could make it to be. You'd start there and go up. Let's put it that way. So to find out more about them online, go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a phone call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. National Aviation Academy, naa.edu. Now, we start the Military and Veterans News segment with some grim news. It's been confirmed now. We told you that they had found the remains of somebody in Killeen, Texas, and they believed some arrests were made, and they believed that that was the missing soldier, Army soldier from Fort Hood, Vanessa Gillen. And those remains have been identified positively now through DNA as being those of Vanessa Gillen. And what a shame. What a shame. A man and a woman. The man is dead. He killed himself. And the woman, and she, her phone shows that she was right there at the site where the remains were found. So she's being charged with murder as well. Now, the Iraqi military said Sunday that a rocket aimed towards the U.S. Embassy in Iraq missed its target and fell in a populated area where at least one child was injured seriously. This is the more than likely the Iranian militias that are doing this, but it could also be Al-Qaeda. But right now, that's where my money's going. And something else we're hearing from Iran, and we're hearing from Israel, a fire that broke out at Iran's Natanz nuclear facility last Thursday that is being blamed on hacking of some computers by the Israeli government has apparently caused significant damage to the facility, enough to where it's going to be offline for quite a while. And this was one of those nuclear facilities where apparently they were making the components for nuclear weapons. So this is not a bad thing to have this happen. Now, defense officials who would be forced to rename military bases honoring Confederate leaders under a new measure passed by a House panel, even though they're defying a veto threat issued by President Donald Trump the same day, a few hours earlier. We'll see where they're going to go. Senator Tammy Duckworth in the Senate said that she's in favor of changing the names of the military bases from the Confederate generals and whatnot. But here's the thing. You have to understand that this is, again, changing American history. Those Confederate generals at one time were in the American military. And they were honored as soldiers, not as anything that these people are trying to depict them to be. And this is why they're going after them, because, well, they were traitors, they were Confederates, they were there. It's part of American history. And trying to change history midstream just isn't the way to do it. Now, a House panel late last week approved plans for a $740.5 billion defense authorization bill, which is going to provide a 3% pay raise for the troops. It's also going to limit the president's ability to withdraw troops from Europe and Afghanistan and force the military to reckon with Confederate symbols and legacy on its bases. We'll see where that goes. Also, the Navy's first four littoral combat ships, remember them? The ones that are stealth and can't really be seen on the water because of the way they're designed, will be headed into mothballs next March, according to the Chief of Naval Operations, and we'll see where that goes. Now, the Pentagon and the Trump administration is moving a lot closer to withdrawing troops from Afghanistan and just leaving Afghanistan with whatever kind of a mess they're going to have. Will we have troops there to remain? Maybe. Will it be a lot? Probably not. It'll be what we need to have to protect our embassy and perhaps some of the American contractors that are there. And by the way, many of those American contractors have private security that protect them to begin with. But Russia's working with the Taliban, the Afghan government, and others with interest in Afghanistan to try to hasten the U.S. military withdrawal from the country. Why? Because guess who's going to fill the void? You got it. Russia. And to the victor belongs the spoils. I think we heard that a little while ago. But anyway, We have the coronavirus outbreak, again, coming from Kuwait. And about 30 U.S. personnel in Kuwait have tested positive for COVID-19. And we'll see what happens. In addition, NATO has their own mission going on. We've got a bunch of troops, a number of American troops going over there. About 20,000 will be participating as the Russians have just finished up with their massive 70-warship Ocean Shield exercise in the Baltic Sea last year and continued with more of that this year. We'll see where all that goes, too. Now, the U.S. House of Representatives has another measure trying to making it a legal requirement to explain where troops are deployed around the world from the Department of Defense, from the Secretary of Defense. Now, they want to know the 162 or thereabout countries that we've got troops, how many are in each country and what they're there for. And as a result, the Secretary of Defense is going to lose a quarter of his personal travel budget, according to a plan that was passed by an Armed Services Committee in the House of Representatives. Who knows what's going to happen there? All right, and I will tell you, we'll be coming right back with another Trucker's Highway and Byway report. And we'll take a look at the weather around the country, and we'll let you know all about that. So don't go anywhere. And then after that, Denise Simon makes an appearance this morning. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our friend Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia. They're listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB up there, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to them as they're getting ready to get the horses all fed and ready. They've got a big horse ranch there. Double D Ranch is what they call it. Now, it's time to get started with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. A little music to get you going here. Brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J.
Come home with me. I got some good old loving and I got some home and slow. When I get so low and I don't need you,
she kinda calls the mama. I'm so hard to handle now, just around. Words and I'm a man, I can't clear it. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play somewhere to see. Once I come along, it's down by the dozen. I ain't nothing but kissing love. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm so hard to handle now, just around. Yeah. But you got to come home with me. I forgot some good old loving and I got some going slow. When I get through throwing on you, you gotta come running back for more. Well, so run along and down by the dozen. I ain't nothing but just so low. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm so hard to handle now, just around.
Oh, yeah, the Black Crowes again with number two. It's a Black Crowes night for us tonight here, and that's hard to handle. All righty, well, here we go with a Trucker's Highway and Byway report. Severe thunderstorms with locally heavy rain could cause flash flooding in the northern plains through Tuesday. A stationary front and a low with possible tropical developments expected to produce heavy rain and flash flooding in the Gulf states as we've got a system that's going to be moving towards the Bahamas. Towards Bermuda. Almost got you guys scared down there in the Bahamas. But anyway, towards Bermuda, and it's not a threat to the United States. Now, also, an elevated fire weather threat continues out in the central Great Basin. I'll start with that first. The southern central part of Oregon right now, just east of Medford, you have a fire threat advisory there. All of western Nevada right now, and up on top of Lake Tahoe and Donner, and going down the other side almost to Auburn Hills, you've got a fire threat advisory there. That also includes Nevada, including Las Vegas, the western part of Arizona, including Kingman, Arizona, all of the southern half of Utah, right up to Salt Lake City, and right on over into the western part of Colorado, west of Denver, all the way down to the New Mexico border. Just about everything to the west of there is under a fire watch. And in the central part of Wyoming, north of Laramie, we have a fire watch there. We also have some windy conditions off to the west of that, in the southeastern corner of Wyoming and the north western corner of Nebraska. The possibility is there for some storms to develop. In the meantime, over in the north central part of South Dakota, you've got rain, you've got flash flood watches and warnings on up into just west of Fargo, North Dakota. There's some rain there along I-94 tonight. And down into let's see here. Let's go over to Chicago. I'll keep going east here. Chicago, from the Wisconsin line on down to Chicago, we have got fog tonight. We've also got fog over to the east, just about to South Bend, Indiana, and it certainly is across I-90 and I-94, and then up the western side of the state of Michigan on Lake Michigan, you've got fog there. You got fog in the Detroit area. You've got fog all along the shoreline of Lake Erie, from Toledo on over through Cleveland, on over towards Erie, Pennsylvania. Then there's a little bit of fog up in the upstate area of Watertown, New York. You do have some weather conditions in Jersey tonight, for not only some high heat temperatures there, but also possibly some severe thunderstorms coming behind it. And then there is some fog up the East Coast tonight in the Maryland area, the Delaware area. We've got a little bit of patchy fog along the coastline of Virginia, up along the coastline of Maine tonight as well. And that's pretty much what we're looking like for the weather. Now, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And they are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. I will tell you right now, if you pull into a Pilot or a Flying J truck stop, you're going to be very pleasantly surprised especially with what you're going to see at the pilots, because you're going to pull into there and you'll find a McDonald's there at some of them. You'll find an Arby's there at some of them. You'll find a Wendy's there at some of them. And then, of course, you'll find a full-service Dairy Queen at some of them that's got not only the ice cream, but the full food menu, too. And, of course, at the Flying J's, you'll find the Denny's, the Huddle Houses, and the Moe's Southwest Grills. At the bigger ones, you'll find a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell there as well, and maybe even a Dunkin' Donuts. So check them out. Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And remember, tell them the captain sent you, and when you do that, you're going to get yourself a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, and to the phone line we go. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. You?
Oh, I'm busy. I'm busy. It's been a news night extraordinaire here with everything that's going on. Now, just when you thought you had everything all taken care of when it comes to what's gone over the weekend, it was not a peaceful 4th of July everywhere. And one of the stories that stuck out at me was in 6 weeks, in six blue cities, we've had 600 people shot.
Well, yeah. So now our cities have become terror cities, and I think that we need to call them that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got obviously Chicago, you've got New York, you've got Portland, Seattle, mm-hmm. Los Angeles,
Baltimore,
Austin,
and Atlanta now.
Well, Atlanta turned out to be kind of interesting. I think, you know, we witnessed the sizable black militia that walked into Stone Mountain Park,
yep,
armed,
mm-hmm,
with some pretty nasty long guns and confronted visitors to the park,
mm-hmm,
in fact, inflicting a lot of terror on the people, mm-hmm, in their cars.
They wanted to apologize to them.
Well, they wanted reparations.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I watched five associated videos with that one. Then we had them burn a police precinct. Then we had a shooting at the Wendy's, which killed a 7 or 8 year old little girl that
horrible
was in the car.
Horrible. Mm-hmm.
And so then here comes the mayor, and she goes, "Enough is enough." It's like, yeah, whatever. Because about 10 hours later, there was a second shooting at the within feet of where that little girl was shot in the car.
Mm-hmm.
That was a triple shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, she goes, "Enough is enough." She's whining about a child that was killed last night, but here we go with, you know, a triple shooting that happened at the same. This one happened actually at that Chevron station, which was right near the Wendy's. So, Atlanta has now turned into a city of terror itself.
The governor, I realize it's a Republican governor. His name is Kemp. I do believe that's,
yep,
his last name. He needs to take the bull by the horns and declare a state of emergency there, statewide, or at least in Atlanta, and go in there with the National Guard and clean that place up.
Well, I would say, but remember, you know, a lot of times these mayors can make decisions that, you know, a governor doesn't have control over or not make decisions.
Mm-hmm. All right, and let's see here. Perrysburg, Ohio is where Eric the Trucker is. Okay, appreciate that. Eric, he's chiming in, telling us he's listening to the show there. Hold that thought, Denise. Folks will be right back with more on a Captain's America third night. He's saying goodnight to us. But anyway, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America third watch. And hello to the truckers out there. And yes, goodnight to you too, Eric, in Perrysburg, Ohio. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.